Title: Automation Lane Cleanup with Clean Routing Beginner. All right, let's clean up automation in Ableton Live the way drum and bass projects actually need it. Punchy, fast to navigate, and not a jungle of tiny lanes that you're scared to touch later. Because in DNB you're constantly automating things like filter sweeps, bass movement, reverb throws, drum intensity, little pre-drop moments, and if you automate every plugin on every track, your arrangement view turns into automation spaghetti. Today we're going to do the opposite. Clean routing, smart control points, and just a few automation lanes that tell the story of your track. By the end, you'll have a small 16 to 32 bar section that feels production ready, with a drum bus that has one or two macros for intensity, a bass setup that moves with just a couple macros, and a reverb throw on a return track that you automate using a send. Minimal lanes, maximum impact. Before we touch any automation, we do the thing that saves hours later. We organize. Step 0. Prep and naming. Create a drums group. Inside it put kick, snare, hats, and optionally a break track if you like layering breaks. Then create a bass group with a sub track and a mid bass track. And finally an FX audio track for impacts, risers, downlifters, fills, whatever. Now color code. Drums in warm colors like orange or red. Bass in cool colors like blue or purple. FX in green or gray. And rename like you mean it. Drums bus, bass bus, rev throw. Things that make sense instantly when you open automation mode. The goal is simple. When you hit A and automation shows up, you never have that moment of wait, what is this lane even controlling? Now we build the core concept of the lesson. Here's the mindset. Groups are where, racks and macros are what. Groups and buses are your routing and mix structure. That's where audio goes, and where section level changes should live. Audio effect racks and macros are your control surface. That's what changes over time, in a simplified, musical way. So instead of automating 6 different parameters across 4 devices, we create 2 or 3 performance controls, and automate those. Let's start on the drums bus. On the drums bus group track, drop an audio effect rack. Inside it, add EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and optionally glue compressor if you want some cohesion. This is a really classic, stock Ableton DNB-friendly chain. Now we map key parameters to macros. Macro 1 is your intensity control. Name it something clear like DRM, bite, map drum bus drive to it, and saturator drive to it. Keep the ranges tight. Teacher tip here, macro ranges are your safety rails. You don't want a macro that can destroy your mix if you draw one steep automation ramp. So set drum bus drive maybe from +2 to +8, and saturator drive from 0 to +6 as a starting point. You can adjust later, but keep it musical. Macro 2 is your tighten control. Name it DRM. Tight. Map EQ8's low cut frequency, something like 20 Hz up to 60 Hz. And if you added glue compressor, map the threshold very gently so it tightens when you need it, not slams. And right there, you've done something big. You just turned a whole pile of device automation into 2 lanes that make sense. Bite and tight. That's readable. That's mixable. That's DNB. Now let's build the reverb throw properly, because this is where beginners often create a mess. Step 2. The clean reverb throw with a return track. Instead of putting a reverb on the snare channel and automating wet level and decay and EQ inside that insert, we're going to make a return. Insert a return track and name it REV throw. On rev throw, load hybrid reverb or the standard reverb. Then put EQ8 after it. That after it matters, because we want to shape the reverb tail, not the dry signal. Set the return reverb wet to 100%, because returns are supposed to be fully wet. For a good starting vibe, set decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds, and pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the snare stays punchy before the tail blooms. Then an EQ8 after the reverb, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz to remove mod, and low pass around 8 to 12k to darken the tail. In darker DNB you can go even lower, like 6 to 10k, to keep it ominous and not fighting your hats. Now the magic. Go back to your snare track and automate the send to that return. In most default sets, that'll be send A. You only automate that send when you want the throw. This is one of the cleanest automation habits you can build. Automate sends, not insert wet knobs for throws. It keeps your snare track simple, it keeps your CPU lighter, and it keeps your automation lanes obvious. Arrangement idea. In bar 16, last snare before the drop, push the send up for a big blooming throw. Later, maybe bars 31 to 32, do an even bigger one going into a breakdown. It's classic, and it reads clearly. Snare send arises here. No mystery. Quick coach note. Decide automation ownership early. If it's a one-off musical gesture, like a quick filter flick on a single synth hit, that's fine on the source track. If it's a section-level vibe change, like the whole drum kit gets more aggressive, put it on the bus. If it's space and ear candy, that belongs on returns. Now step 3. Bass movement without lane chaos. We'll do this on the mid bass track, because the sub needs to stay solid. On mid bass, add an auto effect rack. Inside, add auto filter, saturator, optionally redux for grit, and utility for width control. Now map a few macros. Macro 1. Bass. Sweep. Map auto filter frequency to something like 120 Hz up to 2.5K. Map resonance slightly too, like 0.8 to 1.4. Just enough to speak without whistling. This becomes your build energy, your opening up control. Macro 2. Bass. Grind. Map saturator dry from 0 up to plus 10. And if you used redux, map downsample subtly. Again, subtle range. You want more teeth, not broken radio, unless that's your style. Macro 3 if you want it. Bass. Width. Map utility width, but keep it conservative, like 0 to 30%. And here's the important DNB rule. Keep the sub mono. So on your SUB track, put a utility and set width to 0%. If you want to go further, you can also make sure everything below roughly 120 Hz stays mono using EQ and layering choices. The point is, movement happens in the mids, stability stays in the sub. Now you can automate one or two macros and get a bass that evolves like a pro track, without 20 automation lanes. Step 4. Automation lane hygiene. This is where the cleanup really happens. Press it to toggle automation mode. Now, keep lanes minimal. Alive people create show automation in new lane for everything, and suddenly the track is 5 lanes tall. Instead, aim for 1 lane per track whenever possible. That's why we made macros. If you ever can't find what's controlling something, build this habit. Click the device or parameter, look at the info view in the bottom left, then press A and see what lane is active. That's the fastest beginner troubleshooting loop. No guessing, no hunting. Also, rename macros like you're handing the project to someone else tomorrow. Use prefixes so the automation chooser list stays readable. DRM. Byte. DRM. Tight. Bass. Sweep. Bass. Grind. Effects. Space. When you look at your automation lanes, it should read like a storyboard of the track. Now step 5. Keep routing clean so automation stays clean. The common beginner trap is duplicating reverbs and delays on every track, then automating all of them. It's CPU heavy, and it's impossible to keep consistent. Instead, route like this. Individual drum tracks go into drums bus. Individual bass tracks go into bass bus. Bass effects live on returns. Master stays minimal. No heavy automation on the master chain. If you need the drop to feel bigger, do it at the source or bus level, not by cooking the whole track on the master. At this point, you've got the core workflow. Now let's do a mini practice build, and I want you to really stick to the constraint, because it forces good habits. We're going to build a 16-bar loop. Bars 1 through 8, steady rolling beat and bass. Bars 9 through 16, a build into a drop. Your tasks. First, on drums bus, you already created the rack. Make sure macro 1 is DRM. Byte, map to drum bus drive and saturator drive. Second, create the REV throw return and automate snare send A on bar 16 last snare hit. Big throw. Let it bloom. Third, on mid bass, use bass. Sweep to open the filter through bars 9 to 16, so it feels like tension is rising. Now here's the challenge. Automate only 3 lanes total. Lane 1. DRM. Byte on the drum bus. Lane 2. Bass. Sweep on the mid bass. Lane 3. Snare send for the reverb throw. If you can make that feel like DNB with only 3 automation lanes, you're doing it right. That's not a limitation. That's control. A couple extra teacher-style upgrades you can try once that's working. 1. Use section blocks. Instead of drawing scribbly curves everywhere, make 3 plateaus, intro, build, drop. Then add 2 accents, a last bar ramp and a first hit snap that keeps automation readable and musical. 2. Try call and response automation. For example, bars 1 to 4, let the bass move while drums stay stable. Bars 5 to 8, let drums tighten and bite while bass stays stable. Alternating attention makes the track feel active without stacking automation everywhere. 3. A drop impact trick that sounds way more professional than adding more stuff. Reduce space before impact. In the last half bar before the drop, pull down the reverb send, or shorten the return decay if you're controlling the return. Then at the drop, put it back. Contrast equals impact. And finally, a slightly more advanced idea for later. One macro, two behaviors. In a rack, make two chains, one clean and one heavy, and map the chain selector to a macro. Now you can morph from clean to heavy across sections with one lane. That's huge for DNB transitions. Let's recap the main system. Use groups and buses for clean routing and section level control. Use audio effect racks and macros to reduce automation lanes dramatically. Use return tracks for reverbs and delays, and automate sends for throws. Name everything clearly, use macro ranges as safety rails, and keep a lane budget so your arrangement stays readable. And remember the DNB fundamentals. Sub stays mono, movement lives in the mids, and automation should be meaningful, especially going into drops and fills. If you tell me what substyle you're aiming for, like liquid, jump up, neuro, or jungle, I can suggest a specific beginner macro set with exact parameter ranges and a 5-lane automation plan for a full 32 to 64 bar arrangement.